Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is Optimal Living Daily, episode 2886. To have what you want, you must give up what's holding you back, by Benjamin Hardy of benjaminhardy.com. And I'm Justin Mollick, your personal narrator, reading to you every single day of the year with permission from the authors. So for now, let's get right to it as we optimize your life. To have what you want, you must give up what's holding you back, by Benjamin Hardy of benjaminhardy.com. If you pay attention to your life, you'll begin to see the patterns. In 2005, the National Science Foundation published an article showing that the average person has between 12,000 and 60,000 thoughts per day. Of those, 80% are negative and 95% are exactly the same repetitive thoughts as the day before. The things running through your head are the same things that were running through your head yesterday. The conversations you're having with yourself are the same conversations you've been having with yourself. You know what to do. You know what you want. Said Tim Grover in his book, Unstoppable, quote, "Don't think. You already know what you have to do and you know how to do it. What's stopping you?" End quote. Fear of the unknown is the foundation of all fears. According to some scholars, fear of the unknown is likely the foundation of all other fears. In order to avoid the unknown, most people bail on their dreams in exchange for remaining in lives they hate. In the mega-selling book, over 6 million sold, The Easy Way to Quit Smoking, Alan Carr explains that one of the primary reasons people stay in addiction is because they fear the unknown. Even though people know their addiction is literally killing them, it has become their homeostasis. To not be in the addiction is frightening because you have no idea what that looks or feels like anymore. Even though you know life could be fundamentally better, you hold tightly to what you have. You hold on to what you have while knowing that it is the very thing stopping you from getting what you really want. And so the thoughts recur daily. 95% of those thoughts and cycles continue, all the while you intuitively know that you're making a fool's bargain. You're giving up your dreams and your greatest potential for something you know isn't serving you. Professional filmmaker Casey Neistat put it this way, quote, "What is the ultimate quantification of success? For me, it's not how much time you spend doing what you love, it's how little time you spend doing what you hate," end quote. Openness to new experiences. Quote, "Think positively about yourself. Ask God who made you to keep on remaking you." Norman Vincent Peale from The Power of Positive Thinking. When you open yourself to new experiences, you open yourself to change. Obviously, being open to new experiences is hard. In order for you to truly be open, you must be humble. You must be open to being changed. You must be willing to absorb what your new experiences make of you. The Latin root of humility is connected to earth, ground, and soil. The words humility and humidity are very closely connected. Humidity is the moisture, humility is the soil. Humble soil absorbs the moisture. Non-humble soil is hard and unable to accept all of the nutrients the humidity is trying to give it. Your life is talking to you. It's been talking to you for a long time. You've seen the signals. You've had the conversations over and over in your head. You could continue having this conversation for the rest of your life and remain in your safety zone, But if you did, you'd always have the regret. You'd always wonder what might have been. You'd always know that you could have had something better and that you chose the lesser path. Dan Sullivan of Strategic Coach once said, quote, "The moment you have arrived is the perfect time to start out again," end quote. Even success can become a block to future success. It's easy to hold on to a particular role or identity that you formulated for yourself. Dan Sullivan also explains, happiness comes when your future is bigger than your past. In order for your future to be bigger than your past, you must move beyond it. You must stop living in your past. Let it go. Let it be what it was, the good and the bad. Take everything you've learned from it, but don't be defined by it. If you want something much bigger and better, you'll have to do things differently. Said Marshall Goldsmith, quote, "What got you here won't get you there," end quote. Similarly, Leonardo DiCaprio said, quote, "Every next level of your life will require a different you," end quote. You can make this change. You can give up what you have for what you want. Create a list of everything you want in exchange for what you must give up. There are two main types of motivation, push and pull. Push motivation is a behavior that an individual forces themselves to complete in order to satisfy a need or achieve a goal. And pull motivation is a behavior that an individual feels drawn towards. Push motivation is rough. It's exhausting, depleting, and requires constant willpower, which quickly burns out. Pull motivation is much more powerful. It draws you forward and actually gives you more energy while you're doing it. If you want to make permanent change, you can't do it by pushing. Instead, you need to be pulled. Dr. David Hawkins said there is a potent difference between power and force. Forcing things to happen complicates and ultimately breaks them down. Power, on the other hand, comes from doing what you know you should, come what may. In order to have power, you must have courage. You must do what is right and for the right reasons. You must draw upon powers beyond your own. I recently pulled out my journal and began thinking of the recurring thoughts that have been running through my head. As someone who constantly seeks change, luckily, many of my thoughts are not recurring. I'm constantly meeting new people, working on new projects, reading new books, and engaging in new environments. I seek heavily to create new and transformational experiences constantly. However, there are still a few recurring thoughts I have yet to address. There are things I know are holding me back from the life I truly want. So I made a list of everything I wanted in my life, everything I could think of. It was a huge list. I wrote about my family and the welfare, health, and success of my children. My wife and I recently adopted 3 kids who we fought for in court for 3 years. Now my wife is pregnant with twins. It's crazy. I wrote about how I wanted my kids to be happy, healthy, and successful. I wrote about all of my financial dreams and my career dreams and my health dreams. I wrote about the person I wanted to become and the life I wanted to live. I wrote about all the people I wanted to help. By the end of all of this, I had a huge list. I loved looking at that list. Then I thought about the recurring thoughts and patterns. Am I willing to give up what I've got in order to have something better? I asked myself. Yes. Yes, I am. Are you? You just listened to the post titled, "To Have What You Want, You Must Give Up What's Holding You Back" by Benjamin Hardy of BenjaminHardy.com. Thank you to Benjamin. It's pretty crazy to think about that stat at the beginning saying that we have between 12,000 and 60,000 thoughts a day, with 95% of them being repetitive from the day before. He said that was from the National Science Foundation, which is NSF. That's a major organization that is well respected. And the symbol NSF is the one that we're taught to look for on supplements to make sure they're of quality. So I'm going to go ahead and assume this is trustworthy information about our thoughts. But in either case, it's not too shocking to me. When I sit down to meditate, I'm catching probably one new thought every few seconds. Actually, not always new either. They are repetitive. Now, doing some math, there are around 86,000 seconds in a day. So 12,000 thoughts would be one every 7 seconds or so. And I don't know, that seems reasonable to me. And then being repetitive, again, I can see that too. We're creatures of habit, which can be a good thing, but changing the way we think, that's hard work. And one of the many reasons I started this podcast, hoping that I can change the way I think, learn something new, and get a daily dose of positivity. I think it's working for me. Hopefully it's working for you. Oh, and by the way, if you'd like a daily dose of positivity to fall asleep to instead, we do have a brand new podcast. The name at this moment is still undecided since I'm recording this in advance, but I believe the show is live now. It should be. The easiest way to find that new show is to search for Optimal Living Daily in your podcast app, and then all of our shows should pop right up, including that new Sleep Affirmations show. That can hopefully help you nod off at bedtime and get some positivity while you're at it. So I'd appreciate you checking it out. Listening to that show does help keep this one going. But that'll do it for today and another episode of OLD. Have a great rest of your day, and I'll be back tomorrow where your optimal life awaits.